始把第一章啊啊念一遍啊。
Let's read chapter one together.
我念我们自己每个人自己念啊。
We read it by ourselves, so please read it once.
第一章就是先还祭的条例啊。
The first chapter is about making burnt offerings.
从第一节开始把这章自己把这章念完。
From chapter 1, verse 1, please read the entire chapter by yourself. 耶和华
从会幕中呼叫摩西对他说，你晓谕以色列人说，你们中间若有人献公物给耶和华，要从牛群羊群中献牲畜为公物，他的公物若以牛为燔祭，就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛，可以在耶和华面前蒙悦纳，也要按手在燔祭牲的头上燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。他要在耶和华面前宰公牛，亚伦祖孙做祭司的要奉上血，把血洒在会幕门口坛的周围。那人要剥去燔祭牲的皮，把燔祭牲切成筷子。祭司亚伦的子孙要把火放在坛上，把柴摆在火上。亚伦子孙做祭司的要把肉块和头并脂油摆在坛上火的柴上，但燔祭献燔祭的脏腑与腿要用水洗，祭司就把一切全烧在坛上作为燔祭，献与耶和华为馨香的火祭以下是以献羊为例的哈。人若人的公物若以绵羊或山羊为燔祭，就要献上没有残疾的公羊要把羊宰于坛的北边，在耶和华面前亚伦子孙做祭司的要把羊血洒在坛的周围，要把燔祭牲切成筷子，头连头和脂油祭司就要摆在坛上火的柴上，但脏腑与腿要用水洗，祭司就要全然奉献烧在坛上。这是燔祭，是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。人奉给耶和华的公物若以鸟为燔祭，就要献斑鸠或是雏鸽为公物，祭司要把鸟拿到坛前丘下头来，把鸟烧在坛上，鸟的血要留在坛的旁边，又要把鸟的树枝和脏物除掉丢在坛的东边倒灰的地方，要拿着鸟的两个翅膀把鸟撕开，只是不可撕裂。祭司要在坛上在火的柴上来焚烧，这是燔祭，是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭那这一章我们读过了，这个是燔祭的条例
So we have just read the chapter about burnt offering.
我们讲义里面有把它做整理
In our class material, we have already organized several points on it.
圣这个燔祭的这个祭物啊，有这个公牛、绵羊、山羊啊，还有斑鸠、雏鸽啊。
So they are offerings made from the herd or the flock or the birds, like pigeons and doves.
但是不管你献公牛或是这个绵羊、山羊，一定要没有残疾的。
And doesn't matter if you make offerings from the herd or the flock, they all have to be offered without defect.
并且啊，这个燔祭的牲畜啊，这个牛、羊一定要公的。
And also the burnt offering of the herd and also the flock has to be a male.
那这个牛、绵羊、山羊、斑鸠、雏鸽，它的这个意义我们早上已经有讲过了啊。
And about the significance of the offerings of different kinds of animals, we have mentioned it this morning.
那这个燔祭的功用是做什么呢
？And what is the significance of such offering?
在第四节这里有提到是为他赎罪。
And on verse 4, it is for atonement for him.
并且要作为馨香的火祭。
And also, it will become an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
那这个燔祭啊，到底是告诉我们什么
？So what is this burnt offering means to us?
这个燔祭的预表了，好。
And what is the prefiguration of such kind of offering?
它是为了要赎罪。
And this offering is to redeem one's sin.
自从人类犯罪之后呢
？And since a human sinned against God.
早上我们有提过了，人没有办法用人为的方法、人的方法啊来遮羞、来免除啊这个罪。
This morning we have mentioned that the human cannot use a human means to wash away their own sins.
神啊，为人解决罪的问题。
And so God has to solve this problem as to the sin.
解决人的羞耻。
That is to solve the problem of shamefulness.
就是用牲畜的皮子。
And the means that God allows to use is to make offerings by animals.
来做成衣服。
Excuse me, to make clothes out of animal skin.
来彻底解决人的这个羞耻的问题，罪的问题。
And so that will cover all of our sins.
所以这个燔祭啊，是预表耶稣基督为了救赎我们世上罪人。把自己完全献上。
So this burnt offering symbolizes that God has, Jesus has sacrificed for us and has been offered up to God.
因为献燔祭啊，是要整只的牲畜全部啊，要献给神的。
Because to make burnt offerings, you have to make a burnt offering of a animal, not part of it, whole animal.
其他的祭就不一样喽，不必啊。完全献上。
And other kinds of offerings may be different from this. You can offer part of it.
有些部分呢、留给祭司。
Some of part of the offerings can be left for the priest.
有些部分呢、留给献祭的家人呢、一起享用分享。
Some parts can be shared by those who made the offerings.
那这个燔祭啊，就是要完全献上的。
Therefore, the burnt offering has to be offered entirely.
所以燔祭又称为全牲的燔祭。
Therefore, burnt offering.
牲是牲畜的牲啊，整个牲畜啊要完全献上啊。
Therefore, the burnt offering is also referring to the offering of a whole or entire animal.
我们这个参考一下希伯来书哈。
Please turn to Hebrews.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
希伯来书从第一章我们开始看哈，第一章第一节啊，第十章希伯来书第十章第一节。
We'll read Hebrews chapter 10, starting from verse 1.
这里告诉我们呢，律法既然是将来美事的影儿，就不是本体的真相了。所以总不能借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那亲近近前来的人得以完全。若不然，献祭的事岂不早已止住了吗？因为礼拜的人呐，良心必然，既然被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。但是这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来，因为公羊和山羊的血断不能除罪，所以基督到世上来的时候就说：“神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的啊。”你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说：“神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。”这里提到这个献祭啊，只是律法的。这个只是将来美事的一个影儿啊。
So it says here, the law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming.
也就是一个预表而已的。
That is to say that it is only a prefiguration.
对，不是本物的真相了。
That is not the realities themselves.
所以这个是这个燔祭和赎罪祭不是神所喜欢的。
Therefore, actually, offerings are not not the desired of God.
这里提到第四节提到说公羊、公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
It says here the blood of bulls and goats are not to take away sins.
旧约时代是以血来赎罪的。
In the Old Testament, blood is used for redemption of sin.
但是这只是一个预表。
However, that only serves as a prefiguration.
叫人每年想起自己的罪来。
So that it reminds you every year about your sin.
那这个预表到日期满足的时候就借着耶稣基督来成全了。
Therefore, eventually, when time comes up, Christ came to this world to fulfill his salvation scheme.
所以这里提到基督到世上来的时候就说了神啊，祭物和礼物不是你愿意的，你曾经给我预备的身体了。
Therefore, when Christ came into this world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me.
主耶稣基督成为代罪的羔羊。
So Jesus Christ has become the sacrificial lamb.
把自己完全献上。
So he entirely offered up himself.
保罗说他顺服至死，并且死在十字架上。
Paul said that Jesus has submitted himself on the cross.
他毫无保留的完全的把自己献上。
He did not hold back himself from sacrificing.
所以这个燔祭又称为全身的燔祭，要全部献上去。
Therefore, the burnt offering also known as the offering of the whole or entirety of the animal.
我们讲义上提到了我们自己看，我们可以再参考一下这个以赛亚书以赛亚书。
On your text, you can refer to Book of Isaiah.
53章。
Chapter 53.
以赛亚书53章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7.
以赛亚书53章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔。被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。 再看腓立比书。
Let's read another verse, Philippians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第六节到第八节。
Chapter 6 to 8.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，并且死在十字架上。这里提到主耶稣啊，本有神的形象，他是神，成为人到世上来。
So it says here, God himself did not consider equality of God.
但是他既然呢，站在人子的地位。
So he took up a position as the Son of Man.
这里说就不以自己啊，以自己与神同等为强夺，他就也就是说，他就不再站在真神的地位上了。
So to be not consider equality with God something to be grasped, this means that he did not regard himself as God.
他没有保留，他是真神的这个地位没有保留啊，没有站在他是真神的地位这个名位上面。
So he did not regard himself as God.
反倒虚己，既然我成为人，就取了奴仆的形象。
On the opposite, he made himself nothing and taking the very nature of a servant.
成为人的样式。
And being made in human likeness.
所以既然有人的样子。
So since he has a human likeness.
他就不能我是神，以神同等为强夺了，所以他就站在人的地位是卑微的就自己卑微，存心顺服了。
So since he's made himself a human likeness, so he has to be humbled.
并且顺服到死，并且是死在十字架上。
And he humbled himself and become obedient to death.
他完全没有自己的意见。
He totally submitted himself up without any opinion.
虽然呢，在克西马尼园，主耶稣也曾经表达他自己的意见。
Even though at the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus has made some statement of his opinion.
因为带着肉体，有肉体的软弱。
And because as you are in flesh, you carry a fleshly weakness.
他心里忧伤的几乎要死。
So he was so sorrowful till the extent of death.
他知道这个十字架的苦悲呀。不是那么容易承担的。
He knew too well the bitter cup of crucifixion on the cross. It is not something easily bore.
他曾经一连三次要求天父可以的话让这个苦杯离开他。
There were three occasions that he prayed to God that God will remove the bitter cup from him.
这是他站在人的地位，在肉体软弱上所呼求的。
Those are the asking that he has made because of the fleshly weakness that he had.
但是他的顺服给我们留下了榜样。
But his total submission served as a good example for all of us.
顺服就是要完全呢放弃自己。
To be obedient or submissive means that you have to give up yourself.
所以他说父啊，如果能够使苦杯离开我，但是呢，不要按照我的意思，只要按照你的意思成全。
Therefore, he said that if Lord wills, please take away the bitter cup for me. However, if it is Lord's will not to take it away, it will be just fine.
谢长老告诉我们祷告要凭着信心求。
Elder Che say that when we pray, we have to pray with our faith.
信是得早，就必得早。
Having faith is to believe that, to have confidence that whatever you pray for will be given to you.
我们要必须要有这种强烈的信心。
We must have this kind of conviction.
就是对神完全的信心。
That is a total faith in God.
但是有一点我们必须要明白。
But there is one thing we must understand.
我们信心的祷告没有错。
To pray with faith is correct.
但是我们必须要寻求神的旨意。
But all the most important things that we must search for the will of God.
我们凡事都可祈求。
We can ask for anything that we want to.
因为圣经告诉凡事都要借着祷告、祈求和感谢告诉神啊。
Because in the Bible that ask us when we pray, we have to request and ask whatever we want to have.
但是我们所求的，如果是按照神的旨意求，就没有一样得不到的。
But if in anything that you ask for, if that is according to the will of God, it will be given to you.
所以主耶稣也给我们留下一个完全奉献的表现啊。
Therefore, Jesus has left us a very good example that is submission and obedience.
也给我们留下一个祷告的榜样。
And also, it is an example of his prayers.
我们的祷告要有信心。
When we pray, we must have faith.
但是要合乎神的旨意。
But that must be in accordance with the will of God.
所求的合乎神旨意，没有一样得不到。
If we ask things that is according to the will of God, we shall receive them all.
这个我们参考一下约翰一书啊。
Please turn to 1 John.
第五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
约翰一书第五章十四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 14。
我们若照他的旨意求，求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求以他的无不得着。所以主耶稣站在人子的地位，带着肉体的软弱啊，他求神能够让苦悲离开他。
So from the perspective as a human being and also in flesh, that he know what to ask for.
但是他的祷告里面呢、啊，有顺服，顺服的。
But in his prayer, we see his obedience and submission.
不要照我的意思。
He said, please do not go according to my will.
这是人软弱当中啊啊的呼喊。
This is a kind of begging that a man experienced from his hardship.
但是神有神的旨意啊。
But there is always the will of God.
所以有时候我们祷告啊，认为哎，我怎么神不听我祷告了？我甚至迫切祷告、进食祷告，怎么都没有功效
？Therefore, sometimes we find that we have prayed so many times, yet we still not hearing anything from God.
我充满信心，我相信神绝对会成全的，怎么不成全
？How come when I have all the faith that God will fulfill what I ask for, but why is not so?
是因为我们祷告里面缺乏顺服。
That is all because that the omission of submission in our prayer.
没有按神的旨意求。
It is not asked according to the will of God.
所以这个全身的环境啊。是把自己完完全全全部献上的。
Therefore, the burnt offering tells us that we have to offer entirely of ourselves.
自己毫无保留的。
You must not keep or hold back any part of yourself.
结果主耶稣的祷告有没有蒙啊天父垂听呢
？And did we find that the prayer of Jesus has been accepted by God at all?
有。
Of course, yes.
主耶稣信心的祷告，求必得着。
His prayer of faith, he was accepted by God.
他为什么求苦杯离开他
？Why did he ask God to take away his bitter cup?
他不是怕苦。
It is not that he was intimidated by bitterness.
是他因为肉体的软弱承担不了。
It is because the fleshly body that he was carrying that holds him back.
就没有办法成全了神的托付了。完成神的托付了。
And if he were to hold back, he will not be able to fulfill the will of God.
但是啊，神知道人的软弱。
But on the opposite, God knows the weaknesses of man.
所以，主耶稣有顺服的祷告。
Therefore, Jesus has the prayer of submission.
我们祷告也应该学习主耶稣这种顺服的祷告，把自己完全献上。
And there's the kind of prayer that we must have, that we must submit ourselves in our prayers.
啊，那神怎么样成全？
So how did God fulfill one's request?
神就差遣天使啊，从天上赐力量给他。
So God sent the angels from heaven and given strength and power to him.
是主耶稣祷告完了，领受了上头的力量，他就刚强起来了。
So when Jesus, after his prayer, he received the power from heaven, then he was once again strengthened.
就对门徒说，起来，走。
Then he asked all his disciples to stand up and walk away.
出卖人子的人已经来了。
The person that want to betray me is here.
哎，他领受了上头来的力量，他已经刚强起来了。
So he received the power from above that he was once again strengthened.
哎，他充满信心。
He was filled with faith.
我已经能够承担了十字架的苦悲了。
He said that I'm already able to accept the burden of the cross.
所以耶稣的祷告，虽然天父没有把苦悲离开他，但是呢，神按照他的旨意成全了耶稣的祈求。
So we could see that even though God has not taken away the bitter cup from him, he did give him the power from above.
十字架苦悲绝对不能离开的，因为耶稣不成全救恩在十字架，十字架就不能这个救恩就不能成全啦。
The bitter cup of the cross cannot be taken away, because if it is taken away, salvation will not be fulfilled.
哎，不用怕，我加给你力量。
So he said, not too afraid, I will give you strength.
他完成了救恩。
Therefore, he was able to complete the salvation scheme.
他在十字架说成了。
Therefore, on the cross, he said that, the will is done.
他没有辜负啊，天父对他的托付。
He did not fall short of the the responsibility given by God to him.
他大功告成，大功告成了。
So he has completed his entire mission.
成全救恩了。
So the salvation was fulfilled.
所以这个燔祭啊，还要称为啊全身的燔祭，完全献上，毫无保留的。
So in making burnt offering, you have to make the offering of an entire animal, not part of it.
所以今天我们呢，主耶稣因为把自己完全献上了。
So since Jesus has sacrificed himself entirely,
来成全了救恩了。
And so he fulfilled the salvation.
那今天我们每一位领受神救恩的人呢？
So for every one of us that have received the grace of God,
我们就应该如早上啊这位姐妹谈的啊，她的感受啊，就是罗马书十二章第一节啊，把自己当作活祭啊，完全献上。
So we must practice what this sister shared with us this morning about Romans chapter 12 verse 1. It is to sacrifice totally of yourself.
所以保罗啊，在罗马书十二章第一节，保罗怎么说的哈
？So what did Paul said at Romans chapter 12 verse 1?
我们看一下。
Let's read
罗马书十二章的第一节啊。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
222页啊。所以我弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。把身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉啊，乃是理所当然的。保罗说，以神的慈悲啊来劝我们。
So here God uses mercy to encourage us.
主耶稣来啊，成为全身的燔祭，为我们世上罪人完全被献上，这是出于神的慈悲。
So for Jesus to come in this world in flesh and to be the living sacrifices for all of us, it is out of the mercy of God.
So 今天我们一个基督徒，我们信徒领受了神的慈悲、神的爱，我们就要常常被神的爱在我们心中激励着我们，想到主是这么爱我们，我们应该怎么样爱主。
So as a Christian today, we're under so much mercy and grace. of God, we must think about how to repay him.
保罗所以比我们众人更爱主。
And Paul loved God more than any one of us.
就是因为他心啊，常常被神的爱所激励。
It is because he was always encouraged by the love of God.
他无时无刻不断地在思想，主耶稣怎么这么爱我？
All the time he was thinking about the great love of God had for him.
一想到主耶稣这么爱我，我怎么能够辜负主耶稣的爱？我怎么能够不爱主呢？
And once we think about the immense love of God for us, we will think about why should we let Jesus down.
所以保罗才会说以神的慈悲劝我。
Therefore, Paul said that God uses mercy to encourage us, or to urge us.
所以我们想，主耶稣为我们完全献上。那今天我要爱主，我也应该把自己的身体啊，牲畜啊，必须要无残疾的。
Of course, the animal that you sacrifice, it has to be without defect.
啊，我们不但要把自己当作活祭献给人。并且是圣洁的。
Not only it has to be offered as a living sacrifice, it has to be a holy one.
也就是啊，无残疾的。
That is the one without defect.
所以旧约时代啊，要献祭的牛羊必须啊，要经过祭司查验啊，检查没有残疾才可以献上。
Therefore, in the Old Testament, the bulls and the goats are for offerings. The priest will check on the blemishes or any defect on them.
所以有为什么后来圣殿里面有卖牛羊的事情？
So why such an incident happened at church such that people were selling bulls and goats in front of the temple?
因为有些自己带来的牲畜啊，检查不通过，这个有残疾，不能献给神。
That is because some people they found out that the animal they brought for offering were filled with blemish or defect.
所以后来啊，大家就干脆到圣殿里面买啊，那是都是检查过完全合格的啊，那我们就不要带来了，不完全了，不合格了，又带走了啊，还是要重新再买，那就麻烦了啊。
So later on, they find that it's much more convenient if you were to buy it in front of the temple, that those animals are pre-selected.And probably guarantee that you can offer them.
变成后来为什么主耶稣要洁净圣殿？
And that is also the reason why Jesus wanted to clean up the temple.
啊，不是啊，祭司那边有准备的牛羊不好，而是啊，已经变成贼窝了。
It is not because the animals that were sold in front of the temple was no good. However, it is that the intention was no good.
借着他的权位来取利啊。
And the priest has made use of such kind of an opportunity to do business.
比如说一只牛在外面买100块，在那边要150。
For example, if you were to buy a bull somewhere else, it could cost you $100, but at the temple, it probably costs you $150.
他要从中取利。
So he's trying to make a spread there.
反而变成这个贼窝了。
And then it has become a place of that has been defiled.
把圣洁的殿堂已经把它污秽了。
And the holy temple has been defiled that way.
那我们讲回来啊。
So let's go back to what we were talking about.
所以我们要把自己献上，当作活祭给神。我们还要要求是圣洁的。
So by sacrificing ourselves as a living sacrifice, we have to be holy at first.
所以我们读这个利未记的时候看到这个献祭的这个牲畜都特别强调无残疾的。
Therefore, in the book of Leviticus, we find that the offerings that they always stress about is those without defect.
圣经一再的强调你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华是圣洁的神。
And the Bible continually stressing that the animals has to be without defect because God is holy.
单单圣洁还不够呢。
It is not enough by holiness alone.
还要是神所喜悦的。
It has to be also pleasing to the Lord.
这个献祭必须要按照神的规定呢。
And the offering has to be done according to the instruction given by God.
不是我喜欢怎么样就怎么样。
It is not the ways that or the preferences of people.
神都有规矩的，这个献祭有条例，有规定，你必须要怎么样，按照什么样的程序来做。
There's always rules given to this kind of offerings.
你不按照程序就不对了。
If you do not follow the instructions or the orders, it is incorrect.
哦，不是我很热心，我喜欢怎么样哦，我就要怎么样，哎，不行哎。
Sometimes we find ourselves overly zealous that we wanted to do things on our own.
啊，所以这里说是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们这样服侍神啊。才是理所当然的。
Therefore, it says here it has to be holy, and in the way that we serve Him, that will be accepted by Him.
所以我们呢，必须要知道哈，一个人热心侍奉神，不是按照自己的意思，是要按照神所喜悦的啊来侍奉神。
Therefore, if we have the zeal to serve the Lord, it is not by our own means.It has to be done according to the will of God.
那接下来我们就谈到那这个献祭的方法到底要怎么样献祭。
So let's go on to the methods of offering.
我们看回来利未记第一章的第三节啊。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 1 verse 3.
哎，这里提到如果他的公物啊是以牛啊。做燔祭啊，以牛为例来讲啊。
So here it says, if the offering is a burnt offering from the herd,
啊，就要在会幕门口啊，献一只没有残疾的公牛啊，可以在耶和华面前呢、啊、来蒙悦纳的啊。
So he is to offer a male without defect, and he must present it at the entrance at the tent of meeting, so that it will be acceptable to the Lord.
在第二节这里呀、啊，有提到若有人呐、啊，献公物给耶和华啊。第二节哈 你小谕以色列人说，你们中间若有人献公物给耶和华。
Over at verse 2 it says, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when any of you brings an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering.
这个若有人，就不是每个人都需要的。
Well, it says here, when any of you brings, this is referring to some people or part of the people, not everybody.
也就是这种献祭奉献呢、啊，是出于甘心乐意的。
Because this kind of offering is made out of your willingness.
啊，出于甘心的，神才会悦纳。
Only those offerings made out of your willingness that will be acceptable to God.
所以你如果若有人，如果你想要献祭给神。
So if anyone wanted to offer to God, make offerings to God.
啊，所以就不是强迫的，不勉强的啊。
Therefore, offerings are made without any coercion or any it was not made passively.
啊。这让我们想到，这是神对我们人的尊重。
And this,
神尊重人权啊。
This we could see the respect that God has for human.
神绝对不勉强你一定要做什么。
God never forced anyone to do things that he didn't want to.
神尊重人自由的选择。
God
自由意志。
God respect the freedom of choice of man.
这是人的尊严呐、啊。
This is the integrity was, that has been given by, given to man.
所以神起初给亚当的命令是什么?
Therefore, we could see what kind of commandments that God has given Adam at first.
啊，园中所有的果子你随意都可以吃。
Any fruits in the garden that you could partake.
只是呢，善恶树上的果子不可吃，吃的日子必定死。
Only the fruit of good and evil that you cannot eat. because the day you eat, you shall die.
生死或无由你自己选择。
And the decision of whether to die or to live is up to them.
你要长啊、长存在神的爱中，哎，你就守神命令。你不要可以，你必定死，那你自己做选择。
And if you wish to dwell within the love of God, then you must follow the instruction of God.
当然，亚当不会说故意要背逆神啊，但是他就是受迷惑了。
Of course, Adam wasn't intentional. It was not his intention to commit sin, but he was seduced to do so.
哎，不知不觉当中啊，哎，把犯罪啊。合理化。
So out of his, maybe he wasn't paying attention when he has been led to sinning.
夏娃受了蛇的迷惑。夏娃受了蛇的迷惑。
So Eve has been deceived by the serpent.
如果蛇直接告诉夏娃说你吃。啊，眼睛就会明亮，你就会跟神一样。夏娃马上啊会警觉过来，他就不会中计。
And if the serpent were to directly tell Eve that once you eat this fruit, your eyes will be bright, opened, and perhaps Eve will be more alertful.
哎，蛇表述他的关怀。
And the serpent first show his concern for her.
神岂是真说啊，所有事的果子都不可吃吗？
And the serpent instead asked her that, are all the fruits in the garden that, that you can eat?
哦，表示他很关怀他呢。啊，神到底怎么跟你讲呢？
In the way that he's trying to put out a gesture that he is very concerned for them.
这个女人啊，哇，以为这个蛇对她很关心。他就没有防备了。
And this woman thought that the servant were concerned for her, so then she has taken away her alertfulness against others.
哎，我看报纸啊，说提到为什么有人会被金光党的所骗呢、啊？哎，都是因为他关心你啊，你以为哇，他很好心呢，你就上当了。
I saw some of the I read some of the news from the paper that why some people has been deceived by burglars or pickpockets.
所以这个女人啊就失去警觉了。
It is because some people they were not alertful, and then people try to cheat you by showing their concern for you at first to draw near to you.
我们所有的果子都可以吃的，只是呢，这个神说哈，你们不可吃三棵树那棵树的果子，不可吃，也不可摸。
So then he said, all the fruits in the garden that you could eat except this tree, this fruit that you cannot eat or touch.
免得你死。
Or you will die.
蛇知道我的诡计啊，已经发挥功能了。
And the servant know that the statement that he has made was taking effect.
已经套出啊，夏娃心中对神的一点不满。
The servant could see a little of his disgruntled against God.
神说不可吃，哪有说不可摸呢？
And God says you should not eat, but God did not say that you should not touch it.
啊，神说必定死，他说免得你们死。
God says, you will die, but they said, you shall die.
所以一个人会犯罪啊，往往就是这样。
So it is, this is always how a person sins.
对神的命令，神的话语啊，有些不满。
And you always have some complaints about the commandments given by God.
怎么神那么严厉呢？啊。有时候孩子会叛逆也是一样啊，父母你什么规定，这个不可以，那个不可以啊，好像不合理。
So we always say that.
他心中有不满。
So we say that we always express our complaints by saying that why God.
God is so strict, or why can I do this or can I do that, or maybe our children may act the same way.
并且啊，对神的公义啊，怀疑。
And we always have a doubt about the justness of God.
啊，神说必定死。
And God said that you will die.
夏娃说免得你死。
And Eve said that or else you shall die.
神是慈悲怜悯的神，神是慈爱的神，哪有那么残忍？我吃了就叫我死。
And God is,
啊、一定啦。
And she thought that God is the God of mercy, that I don't think that once we eat the fruit, we will die.
蛇就抓住机会了。
So the serpent took hold of the opportunity.
啊，所以一个人会犯罪啊，常常就因为心中存着不平不满，这个最容易给魔鬼留地步。
So for the kind of person more prone to sinning are the people who always feel with disgruntled and complaints in their heart. They give a foothold to the same.
不管是在信仰上，人与人之间也是一样。你一存着不满啊，马上给魔鬼留地步，哎，罪恶的事情马上就会发生。
Not only to our belief, maybe to relationship between others. If we have any existence of complaints in our hearts against others, then the devil will take the opportunity to enter us.
所以主耶稣为什么一直要我们呢、啊？一个基督徒心中要长存赦免的心，赦免70个7次啊，就是心中永远不要有不平不满，
Therefore,
要完全的饶恕啊，才不会给魔鬼留地步。
And the reason why Jesus wants us to forgive others 70 times 7 times.It is to have us always forgive our others, not to make an account on others' weaknesses, and then not to leave a foothold to devils.
主耶稣为门徒洗脚，不但洗干净了，还用手巾把它擦干。
So Jesus not only washed the foot of disciples, he also wiped dry their foot.
这也是一个完全的赦免。不但呢，免去他啊，赦免他的过犯，并且把他擦干，不再留下一点点痕迹的。
That symbolizes total forgiveness, which is to even wipe out a single drop of moisture on the feet.
但是我们常常啊，赦免的不够。
But sometimes we are so lack of forgiveness for others.
好了，人都有软弱，我也不会跟你计较了。
So if we think that since human we bear weaknesses, then we try to forget about others' weaknesses.
哎，但是三天两头，哎，疫情怎么样啊？怎么样啊？还是常常在提起，哪有赦免，哪有擦干这个？没有真正的的赦免，没有洗干净，没有把它擦干，结果又污秽了。
But often we find that after a couple of days, we still making an account on others' fault, and that means that we have not dried up our feet.
哎，夏娃就是因为这样给魔鬼留地步了。
And this is how Eve has made a foothold for devils.
哎，魔鬼就抓住机会，进一步的啊，来试探他了。
Therefore, devil made use of such an opportunity to make use of Eve.
所以蛇就对女人说了，不一定死啊，你是啊，并且啊，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛会明亮啊，你们就像神一样能够知道善恶。
So the serpent went on and stressed that, well, you say we're right, because the day that you eat the fruit,it is that God is afraid that your eyes may be open.
啊，所以我们对神的话语啊，要用完全的信心去接受，不要存疑。有什么不了解的，应该要研讨。
So we must
要求明白，不要心中存着疑惑的心在心中，那很容易给魔鬼留地步。
So we must not always have doubt on the words of God. If we have any doubts or any questions, we should always ask others to make ourselves known or understand.
如果你还不明白， 但是你对神呢、啊，还是要充满信心。神绝对不会做错事情，神绝对对的。只是我现在我的智慧不够，我还不够开悟，我还不明白。哎，神不会有错。我们如果都充满这个信心，我们就不会给魔鬼留地步。
And if you always, if you still cannot find answer on the questions that you have, you must have that kind of conviction that God will never make mistakes. Anything that He does will be correct. So when once you follow, you will not go astray.
你看，神，女人就是给魔鬼留地步，结果听到啊，这个神这么样讲，哇！哦，原来是这样，神才叫我不要吃，那我偏偏要吃。啊，你就是怕我吃的啊，眼睛明亮，跟你一样能够分辨善恶，才叫我不吃。那我一定要吃，把犯罪合理化了。
So, Eve, upon hearing what the serpent had said, told her, then she realized, oh, this is why God didn't want us to eat it, because our eyes will be open once we eat it. So, this is the way that the human is trying to rationalize the things they wanted to do.
啊，这是对神的话失去信心。
That is, we could see the loss of faith.
心中存着疑惑怀疑。
That there is existence of doubt and skeptics.
给魔鬼留地步了。
And that she left a foothold for devils.
啊，结果啊，就带来了啊，永远的祸患啊。
And then that the sin has brought to eternity.
所以这个献祭啊，圣经说不是说你们每个人都要怎么样献祭？没有说若有人啊。
Therefore, when the Bible talks about offering, it did not say that everyone has to make offering. It only say that when any of you, that means to say that any of you will have a chance or by your own will make offering.
这个也就是一个侍奉神的人，动机必须啊，要正确，要纯正。
Therefore, the intention or the mentality of the person who serves the Lord must have the correct concept.
要出于甘心乐意。
It must be out of your willingness and joy.
感恩的心。
And it must be out of your heart of thanksgiving.
哎，那我们的啊。奉献我们的侍奉才能够才会蒙神悦纳。
And if we do it this way, then our offerings may be pleasing and acceptable to God.